Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's a story. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Steve Perry says hello. I got a story from Steve here. He's talking about Roy Thomas Baker, one of the most amazing producers there was in the 70s. Responsible for the sound of Queen, the drums, and the vocals. Later on for the Cars, the sound of the drums and the vocals, and Foreigner, and Journey was his second big one that we were really... Roy Thomas Baker, what did you learn from having a producer like Roy Thomas Baker come into the studio?
He showed up in San Francisco at a studio called His Master's Wheels, and he set this 40-track machine up, and he had used it, I think, before on Queen, and he sort of taught me a deeper sense of really stacking vocals and doubling and tripling and quadrupling. On, for instance, Lights, there is probably about 12 Steve Perry singing when the lights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I just was going for a certain linear thing, and the guys, they were cool with it. They let me do it. But Roy Baker would literally stack 8 vocals across the bottom of the root note, and then we would bounce them up to one track and do the third above 8 times, and then blow that up to a channel, and then do the fifth 8 times, and then blow that up. So 3 times 8 is 24. So there's a lot of voices. You have to get them really close, otherwise they start to sound like a glee club. But to get them, but if you get them really close, they smear, and it's kind of a cool thing.
I can't imagine Steve Perry singing in a glee club, but it can happen. And that's a story.